Welcome to the podcast. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of radar, a unique tool for movie lovers, particularly those who engage with Usenet and BitTorrent. So what exactly is radar? Well, it's a movie collection manager, and it's designed to help users keep track of their movies efficiently. Imagine having a personal assistant who not only finds the movies you want, but also upgrades them when better versions come out. Sounds pretty great, right? Let's break down some of its major features. First off, Radar allows users to add movies with a wealth of information. We're talking about trailers, ratings, and much more. It's like having your own cinematic database right at your fingertips. And the best part? It supports multiple platforms, including Windows, Linux, macOS, and even Raspberry Pi. It's pretty versatile, which is a huge plus. Now here's where it gets really interesting. Ever noticed that sinking feeling when you settle down to watch a DVD only to realize that a Blu-ray version has come out? Well, Radar has you covered. It can monitor for better movie quality automatically. So if you happen to have a lower quality version, Radar will handle the upgrade for you, transitioning seamlessly from DVD to Blu-ray or even higher formats. It's like movie enhancement magic. But what if something goes wrong with the download? Radar has a clever way of tackling that too. If a download fails, it automatically looks for another release without you having to lift a finger. You can also opt for manual searches, which is perfect if you want to get into the nitty-gritty of the movies you're after. And here's a cool techie detail. Radar integrates with widely used download clients like CyanzyBD, NZBGET, and uTorrent. That means you can keep all your downloads organized and in one place. Plus, it works hand-in-hand with media library applications like Kodi and Plex, ensuring your collection is always up to date. It even lets you import metadata for movies, like posters and subtitles. Now, a question that gets asked is, what if I want multiple versions of the same movie? Good question. Radar supports only one type of a given movie at a time. So if you dream of having both a 4K version and a 1080p version, you'll need separate instances. It's a little extra work, but hey, for the ultimate movie experience, right? Before we wrap up, I want to highlight the community aspect of Radar. This project thrives thanks to all its contributors. If you're tech savvy or just passionate about movies, there are opportunities to contribute to its development. Isn't it great to be part of a community that shares your interests? So, to sum it all up, Radar is an incredible tool for anyone looking to enhance their movie collection efficiently. With its automatic upgrades, extensive support for various platforms, and strong community involvement, it's a must-try for movie enthusiasts. As we end today's episode, I'd like to pose a thought-provoking question. How do you think technology will continue to shape our movie-watching experiences in the future? Food for thought until next time. Thanks for tuning in, and happy viewing!